We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. Hello, America. Hello, world. It is great to be with you again. I am Rob Brown. What's happening, y'all? Let's chat, shall we? Let's talk sports. Why not? Seems like a good time to do it. Glad to have you along for the ride. Directly across from me, he is the conductor of the Symphony of Sound that is the Rob Brown Show. He is the alpha and the omega of ESPN Upstate. He is the quarterback of this particular award-winning team. He is Colonel Grudge, hashtag dadkicks, the content cash cow, Lonzo in charge of the broadcast. Happy Friday, Zo.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay.
First off,
he works all night and he sleeps all day. He cuts down trees. He eats his lunch. He loves to pick wildflowers. I'm not going to go any further.
I have, in the spirit of it being 34 freaking degrees when I woke up this morning, I have decided to embrace my inner sports hipster today. The flannel has been donned. The Carhartt beanie has been sported. And of course, to tie it all together, the beard and the thick glasses. I am an IPA away from being the hipsterest sports hipster in the world right now.
I was going to ask if you went to Starbucks, but you went a different direction. You went evening and I went morning. My bad.
Evening? Why start so late?
Okay.
Why start so late?
To each his own, I suppose.
It is afternoon. That is acceptable beer drinking time. On a sports weekend, ladies and gentlemen. It's national championship weekend, except for it's on Monday, not the weekend. Can we move the championship game to the weekend, please? Can we please move it to the weekend?
To what day? If you say Sunday, then that throws your Super Bowl
Saturday.
Argument out. Okay, yeah, I'd be fine with
Saturday.
That. That's when games are normally
and
played.
And the Super Bowl should be on Saturday, too.
No, because NFL games are played on Sunday and Monday and Thursday
and
sometime Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Sometimes.
NFL games are played on Sundays, except for tomorrow when they're played on Saturday and have playoff consequences on the line. Other than that, yeah, no, that's a great argument. Other than the fact that they're not at all. Keegan says, are we starting an emo band?
I don't think I fit in that band, but, you know, I may have something in the office that would make me fit in.
I need the national championship game on the weekend. I need it to not be on Monday and starting at 8 o'clock at night, right? That game's ending at 11:30 Monday night. And Lonzo, I have to be out of bed by like 10 a.m. on Monday. Do you understand how difficult that is for me?
Well, yeah, actually I do. Because there are some days when you're just not here yet.
It's for my mom.
Your mom is awesome, by the way.
She has her moments. She has her moments. I'm throwing off my game. You know, I tried something different today. I don't think if it's working because I don't have the bangs to stick out of the front of the beanie to work the right way. Go to the Facebook stream, facebook.com/ESPN Upstate. If you would also like to make fun of how I look directly to my face.
Listen, the bangs are perfect height for cutting down trees. If you get any further down, it's going to get in front of your eyesight, and that could cause you to lose a limb or a digit.
Or a groin.
Yeah, that's not a way to go with the chainsaw, for sure.
No, we're not. Busy day on the broadcast today. We have got, coming up at 1:20, we'll talk to Kevin Marshall of FCS Nation, which you can hear on weekends right here on ESPN Upstate. We're going to break down the FCS championship game is this weekend as well. Montana State, North Dakota State getting together one more time. Again, these two are certainly familiar with each other. Over the past couple of years, they've met each other in the playoffs multiple times. We're going to talk to Kevin Marshall and get a full breakdown of that game coming up later on in the show. We've also got, of course, our playoff situations for the National Football League. We're going to walk you through what the results and consequences of this weekend will be, we think. We're going to get a little bit into soccer later. The Ballon d'Or nominations are out for the world's best football player on both the men's and women's side. We'll talk about those coming up in just a few minutes from now.
Ballon d'Or?
Ballon d'Or is French.
Ballon d'Or?
B-A-L-L-O-N D apostrophe O-R.
Okay.
Ballon d'Or.
Okay. Ballon d'Or.
I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. It's the award given to the best soccer player in the world.
Can you speak French while wearing flannel? I don't know. I guess if you're in Canada, never mind.
It's where my people come from, technically. We've got to get into the Ballon d'Or. We got to get into, obviously, there's some more news from the Antonio Brown situation. Bruce Arians spoke out yesterday and discussed a little bit about his perspective on how it played out. We'll give you Bruce Arians' side of the story coming up. And, of course, a further breakdown of the national championship game. But before we get into any of that, we got to get into this. The text I just got says, Rob, what are you wearing? Can you hear through that beanie? First off, person who sent this to me, I'm wearing something that I'm relatively sure your fiance would approve of. Second off, why is everybody mad at how good I look today? Why is everybody mad at me for looking this dapper? Dashing, even.
I'm okay with it. Because it's not pink or purple, so we're good.
I wear purple all the time.
Yeah, I know, but that's the whole point. It's a wonderful change of pace for you on a Friday.
Another texter just says he looks like the great value version of Pete Wentz. You know who sent that to me? My girlfriend, my actual partner. Just told me I look like great value Pete Wentz. So Friday's going great. We're off to a killer start so far.
Didn't expect any of this when you got up this morning,
none.
Did you?
You know, I threw it on and I said some people are going to have jokes. I know that because it is
the
different.
The hand gesture was pointed at me, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I knew you were going to have jokes. Yeah, Diesel's going to have jokes.
No, Diesel will be like, man, you look good today.
Diesel's going to be like, oh, hashtag nailing it. I did not expect to get called great value Pete Wentz by my own lady friend. Just good job, me. Texter just texted in. Today's going to be a day, though. The text we just got says, my son is 4'10", 95 pounds. Went fisticuffs with a classmate yesterday that is every bit of 6'4", 250 and held his own. Proud poppy here. Your kid's 4'10", 95 pounds, and went with a dude bigger than me? And held his... I'm 6'3", 250. He's 6'4", 250. And your son at 4'10", 95 went with him?
Hey, congrats. Hopefully no one was seriously hurt. And I hope he understands and probably does leverage. Just because you're so much taller than someone... That doesn't mean you can't get knocked out.
4'10", 95 pounds.
Hey, you laying on the ground, I'm taller than you at 4'10". That's all I'm saying.
Right, but you at 95, there's not enough mass to get me on the ground short of making him lose a groin?
When I first, because that takes a lot of the oomph out of you. When I first met my brother-in-law, who's no longer with us, he was 7'4", 400 pounds.
7'4"?
Yeah, and he said something to me and was kind of threatening. And I said, listen, man, I take your knees out. You're laying on the ground. I'm taller than you. It's not a matter. It's not a matter of this one's taller than me. This one's bigger than me. It's skill level and how tough you are. And obviously that kid, he's got it.
I need video evidence of this.
See, I believe, but that's me. I'm a believer.
4'10", 95, and you scrap with a dude 6'4", 250. Now, in fairness, he doesn't say he won. He said he held his own. He didn't say he won. He said he held his own.
You know, with the height differential there, I would say headbutt.
Anything short of getting KO'd is holding your own there.
Headbutt to the groin is perfectly acceptable and right there. I mean, it's just right there.
Dude, for the record, I'm 6'3", 250 and would not fight a guy 6'4", 250. All right? And I know I don't know if I can't fight. I've never done it before because it sounds miserable. But if this is true, good on your kid, man. And also, does he play quarterback,
like
safety?
If this is true stuff, the people in the text line are completely truthful in everything that they send to us.
I mean, I'm going to elect to believe him because it's a great story. But, man, if you can't find security cam footage of that somewhere and send it to me, I'm going to be disappointed. Item number one on the lunch breakdown, the three things you have to know before you go start talking sports with your friends, family, coworker, or the dog, whoever you share your lunch break with. These three items shall be the scuttlebutt. Let's start with item number one. We mentioned it a moment ago, but our finalists for the World's Best Soccer Player Award, the Ballon d'Or, are out now. The best FIFA Men's Player of the Year award is down to three players: Liverpool forward Mohamed Salah, last year's winner Robert Lewandowski, and the Paris Saint-Germain forward. You may know him as Lionel Messi are the three. All right. Texter says, I'm the proud poppy. Forgot to mention they are teammates on the wrestling team, and my son is a year away from being a brown belt in karate.
There you go. Well on his way to being an MMA star because he's got the martial arts and he's got the wrestling.
14.95 now. Brown belts what? That's like right below black, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
And brown right below black?
Again,
it's like the next step?
As I pointed out earlier, it's all a matter of leverage, and martial arts teach you that. So
I tell you, I feel like a 95-pound person could run into me full speed, and it wouldn't matter what they did. They're not taking me down.
I beg to differ. Flying headbutt,
It's 95. I can physically move 95 pounds.
All right. Let's have Stone Man come in here and run and jump at you.
You know what? I would accept the challenge of giving Stone Man a running start down the hallway, and I bet a dollar he can't get me to the ground.
It'd take him a while to get down the hallway with those little legs.
And he wears flip-flops like a weirdo when it's cold. All right. So those are your three. Of course, Lionel Messi helped Argentina win the Copa America, the first major trophy for the Argentines since 93. Robert Lewandowski won the European Golden Shoe, 41 goals, setting a new Bundesliga record in Germany. And Mohamed Salah enjoyed an exceptional 2021. He's the leading goal scorer in the Premier League thus far with 16 goals to his credit thus far. Item number two on the lunch breakdown. The FCS championship game is upon us, Montana State and North Dakota State. It has been a historically volatile year at the FCS level. Two seasons have played out since last February. Sam Houston topped South Dakota State to win a makeshift spring season, and then a mostly normal season unfolded in the fall. We had some big conference realignment where powerful programs like James Madison and Sam Houston have moved up and out, Jacksonville State as well. But it all comes down to a pair of teams who are very familiar with each other. Of course, it is North Dakota State playing for its 9th national championship in 11 years. The Bison face a familiar foe in Montana State, a team they beat on their way to the 2018 and 19 titles. Now, technically, this is a matchup of the number 2 and the number 8 seeds in the FCS players, but there is no doubt about it that these are the best two teams. North Dakota State fell only to rival and other semifinalists, South Dakota State, in the regular season. They beat 13 other opponents by an average of 35-10. Montana State also had one loss, and it was only to FBS Wyoming to start the regular season. I lied, they have two losses. They also fell to rival Montana towards the end, but in the 12 games that they did win, they averaged a 33-12 margin of victory. These teams' defenses rank first and second in scoring defense and second and third in the FPS SP Plus rankings. We're going to talk with Kevin Marshall of FCS Nation Radio coming up at 1:20 about that game. And item number 3 on the lunch breakdown, and obviously we're going to get back into this later on. Reports coming out from The Athletic today. The Athletic, of course, yesterday bought by the New York Times for $550 million. They have been breaking news for the last couple of years, and this is the most recent part, as the Carolina Panthers, sitting at 5-11 and last in the NFC South, prepare to take on a 12-4 Tampa Bay team who lead that same division. The Carolina Panthers are, Lonzo, officially open to offers for running back Christian McCaffrey. He appears to be now on the trade block. Of course, he's only played 10 games over the past two seasons, and he, of course, has only $44 million remaining on his contract over the next four seasons. But they're willing to hear an offer. Problem is, for a guy that's played 10 games out of the last 33, technically 32, I guess, for a guy that's played 10 out of 32 games, so he's playing at, after this weekend, one in every three games do you get Christian McCaffrey, and you are having to pair him with $44 million over four seasons, I suspect you are not going to get a ton of offers back from Christian McCaffrey, but we will find it. The dude was the league's premier do-it-all player until the injury bug bit him 2 years ago, and it's been all downhill since then. But for right now, with most of a $64 million deal and what looks like a rebuild of a rebuild season ahead of the Panthers, who were finished the 2021 campaign on a 7-game losing streak, unless they find a way to upset the Buccaneers this weekend, 10-22 under Matt Rhule looks like it's going to be starting all over again. And McCaffrey may not be a part of it, Lonzo, which is what I've been telling you guys for the better part of the last 3 weeks.
I think the question is, if you can afford it, do you want McCaffrey on your team? Are you willing to take a chance? If McCaffrey comes back and he's completely healthy for an entire season, and I know he hasn't done that in a while, but if he does, he's one of the best running backs in the league. And someone's going to take a risk and do that.
Not for $44 million for 4 years. Not for 44 over 4 years. Ain't happening. Sorry, you might get you like a third string offensive line and a 7th round draft pick somewhere for him.
So what you're saying is he's going to be with the Panthers for years to come.
Yes. I he's either going to be a Panther or the Panthers are going to get a very low return on investment for him. Very low. Because effectively it would, and by the way, still probably going to have to pay a chunk of that contract money. Because teams are looking at this and going, I'm not dealing with the injuries, man. The guy plays 1/3 of every game. 1/3 of the games. That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's why I don't have friends.
I've already retweeted it.
This is what.
So is your girlfriend. I normally won't, but that's just too good. Although
Keegan has just tweeted a picture of a very good-looking bearded man wearing the same shirt and beanie as me, and then my picture next to it, and captioned it, "What you order on Wish versus what you got." Why do I have friends again?
Make sure you follow Rob Brown on Twitter at The Rob Brown Show so you can see it.
Yeah, I'm going to retweet it too.
Because I know he is.
Because I'm a masochist. It is what it is.
If not, Lonzo and Word, I just retweeted it so you can follow me and you can see it.
You know, I thought, try something new, Rob. Branch out, Rob.
I would tweet it from the...
Get out of your hockey jersey and hoodies life, Rob. Try something young and fresh, and what do I get? What do I get for it? What do I get for just trying something new?
Sorry, I would tweet it from the ESPN Twitter account, but, you know, personal stuff shouldn't be on that. It's about, you know, the station.
I'm doing it. I don't care. Texter said, all right, so we have an update from the texter. It says I didn't say it was a fist fight. When he said wrestling team, I thought he meant like a wrestling match. He said, I didn't say he won the fist fight, but he held his own. I'll accept that. Good on your kid, man. Good on your kid. 4'10", 95, went up against 6'4", 250 and held his own in a fist fight.
Hey, if there's no backing down, there's no fetal position, there's none of that. You took some blows, but you dealt some. There you go.
My mother now says, bet you won't try something new for a while, LOL.
See, I disagree. I bet he will.
Bet. Let's take a break.
Are you open for suggestions? Because, you know, if someone wants to, you know...
I wish somebody would have suggested me not to wear this today.
What should Rob wear next week? If you are a local clothing store and you're willing to...
Yeah. Clearly help me. Yeah. I need it.
Yeah, there you go. We're open for sponsorship. And
I will happily endorse you with, when I wore clothes from XYZ Fashion, my girlfriend didn't make fun of me, which is about the best endorsement. Oh,
that
I'm
is
sorry.
A great endorsement.
Wait. When I wore clothes from XYZ Fashion, my girlfriend, mother, producer, and young man who's one of my best friends in the upstate didn't all immediately start making great value Pete Wentz jokes about me.
Well, there's more jokes to come and definitely more people than just the ones that you mentioned.
Texter says, hold on, did I miss out on Make Fun of Rob Friday? No, it's happening right now, Texter. Let's have at it.
We still have 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Bring the jokes. You know what? Just bring it all. I'm here for it. I look good and I know it. Take me to break. Rob, Lonzo, it's the Fallout Boy Sports Show on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. This is the Star Award-winning show with the best-looking host in this building, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. It's a good thing I have some levels of self-confidence. Otherwise, I would have destroyed myself thanks to the comments coming in. All right.
You know, he could very easily take the beanie off and remove the overshirt and suddenly... You know, and I'm sure there's a hat in the office. But no, he's sticking it out because he's committed to the lumberjack look.
Hey, everyone, come and see how good I look. Facebook.com/ESPN Upstate, Twitter.com/ESPN Upstate, or search The Rob Brown Show on YouTube. You can watch the live stream, join in. It's
Also,
fun.
It is fun.
With air quotes.
Why you want to rat me out, yo? Why you want to tell Rob what I said when he was out of the room? Now I'm worried that you're going to tell him all the other things I said while he was out of the room.
I'm going to have to watch my own live stream when I step out of the room during breaks. Rich says, Rob, just pull in Antonio Brown and walk off the set. Don't take this boat.
Hey, you've got a defender on the stream.
Yep, Miss Lisa.
No, you got another one.
Oh, and Nolan stepped in. It's a fantastic. Yes, it is a good-looking flannel. Thank you, Nolan. Thank you.
It's very pristine.
It is.
When you go out in the woods later, though, you're gonna break that thing in.
Nobody wearing a hat like this goes out in the woods. We go to a tap room after work. All right, let's get to some sports and not just spend the entire 3 hours making fun of how I look, shall we? So Christian McCaffrey on the trade block. He is sitting on $44 million worth of 4 years of contract and has played 10 games in the last two seasons overall. And remember, at least two of those games, he left early due to injury, so he hasn't even really played a full 10 games. Why are the Panthers trying to trade him? You have to answer the question why they wouldn't be, right? Why wouldn't they be? You are bad right now, unfortunately. And in being bad, you've got to start making moves to clear out cap space, which you don't have, and roster spots. And if a guy's playing one out of every three games, he's not valuable to the roster, right? If we were looking at a backup left tackle who played 10 games, but he was making half of what Christian McCaffrey is making, that would be an easy cap casualty. That'd be an easy decision to make a move. The only difference between that situation and this one with Run CMC is that with Run CMC, you're hanging on to what he was. And I don't know if CMC can get back to being what he was. I don't know if CMC can be the dude that he was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, before the injury started kicking his butt. But I know that the Panthers don't have a lot of room to take a gamble on that, right? When there's the Jonathan Taylors and the Alvin Kamaras, although Kamara hasn't been as effective this year. But I think that's because teams haven't had to drop as many into coverage without Drew Brees back there. But he's not Jonathan Taylor. He's not Alvin Kamara. He's none of these cats right now. He's an oft-injured running back who can't stay healthy and has sunk your salary cap. I didn't like the contract when you gave it to him when he wasn't plagued by the injury bug. I know he's incredibly valuable when he's healthy. But he's the type of guy that you can pay that much when you're good and also he's available. But effectively, you would be paying 44 over 4 years. 44 mil over 4 years. $11 million a year to bank on your team doctors getting his injuries right and getting him healthy. And I got news for you. They have not done it. They haven't done it yet. And I'm not saying, oh, they got bad trainers up there, although I have talked to a lot of Panthers fans who tell me that they're very disappointed with the training staff in Carolina, which I get. But there's only so much that can be done, man. There's only so much that can be done. The dude is a cinder block attached to a chain attached to the ankle of a drowning Panthers franchise right now. If Christian McCaffrey's fully healthy, that's a 7-win team minimum. They got 3 games. They win against New Orleans last weekend if CMC's available. They went against Atlanta in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago, probably. It's an entirely different franchise, but you can't trust CMC to get healthy now. I remember back in week one of the NFL season, our first Carolina kickoff show, up at Wings Etc. in Bowling Springs, South Carolina, which, by the way, we will be live this Sunday with the final Carolina kickoff show of the season at Wings Etc. Grill and Pub in Bowling Springs. Come on by. I'd love to see you guys before the season ends. We'll be live at 2:30 this afternoon. And I went on the air, and I said, a lot of the future of this franchise relies on CMC being healthy. But I just don't know if he can. And I had multiple people text me and go, Rob, he's going to be fine. He's had the offseason. He's good enough that he rarely takes big hits. And he just hasn't been. This is the right move. This is the only move, unfortunately, is to try to trade him away. And recognize that what you're getting back in return, if you can find a partner, what you're getting back in return is not a direct on-the-field product. What you're getting back in return is clearing out some salary cap space so you can make moves to get guys that will more consistently contribute to the Carolina Panthers organization. Because he's not. And it's not his fault. I'm not beating up on Christian McCaffrey. Seems like a personally, genuinely nice guy. But it is a business. And at the end of the day, ROI is the only thing that matters. And you are getting a negative ROI out of Christian McCaffrey right now. You must trade him. It's not an option. And you must recognize that when you trade him, you're not going to see a big haul back, right? You're not going to get the multiple starting caliber offensive linemen that you want for him. You're going to get cap space, and that's about it. Maybe a couple of late round draft picks. But you're not going to see things that you can go, okay, this is going to immediately translate to better play on the field. Here's why I'm concerned about it. What is the decision-making process as far as filling out the roster look like for Carolina the last few years anyway? Giving them more money and more draft capital does not inherently mean that all of the sudden you're going to start filling gaps with good players. I've already told you the number one concern I have for the Panthers right now is less about what's on the field and more about what's in the front office. You're giving more bullets to Matt Rhule. You're giving more bullets to Scott Fitterer. You're giving more bullets to David Tepper, a trio of guys that have not made good decisions with the bullets they've had over the past 3 years. The problems for the Panthers begin and end in the front office. Begin and end in the front office. End of story. Yes, trading McCaffrey is the right thing to do here. But, unfortunately, unless there are better decisions coming out of the front office, it's not going to help you as much as you'd think that that guy should in moving him off the roster.
Unless you believe in him like you did when you paid the money and maybe go out and spend money and get an offensive line, you know, because maybe he stays healthy if you have an offensive line. Maybe you can keep your quarterback upright if you have an offensive line. I mean, maybe there's a lot of things you could do if you just go out and, you know, get an offensive line.
I mean, easy to say, right? No problem. Go out and get one.
Again, I pointed this out, I think last week, Kansas City got rid of their entire offensive line. Brought an entirely new offensive line in. Guess what? They're in the playoffs. They're the one or two seed, depending on what happens this weekend. In the AFC, they went and got an entirely new offensive line. It is possible to do. You can replace that entire thing, bring in guys, work with them, and it'll work.
And I agree with you. But that is a perfect illustration of why I've said that the problem with the Panthers is not just Matt Rhule and it's not just the roster they've assembled. It's the front office guys. It's the decision-making guys. That's where these problems are coming from. Because, yes, other teams have made the moves that Carolina has to make now and have come up aces in doing so. Carolina hasn't, and I don't see why to expect that's going to change now. Text her on the Preferred Home Services text line at 71307 says, Brady never got hurt until Rule and, or excuse me, McCaffrey never got hurt until Rule and Brady ran him up the middle every play. Yeah, I agree with you, Brett. I agree with you. I feel like McCaffrey was misused. I feel like treating McCaffrey like a power running back to run ISOs between the guard and the tackle is a textbook way to get your guy banged up. It's not saying you never run him up the middle. Of course you have to keep honest. If the only time he ever touches the ball, he's off tackle, then it gets pretty easy to scheme against 22. But I would be willing to bet, and I haven't done the research on this, though I probably should. I'd be willing to bet over the past 2 years, McCaffrey took more snaps between center and tackle than he had at any point in his football career ever before. But he is injury prone now. And it seems like every time he comes back from one injury, he gets injured again somewhere else. It is what it is. It is what it is. Texter on the Preferred Home Services text line says, Lonzo, none of the Chiefs' new offensive line were from Temple or Baylor, so they weren't options for us.
Probably a pretty good point there, yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. We got college football to talk about. Kevin Marshall of FCS Nation joins us at 1:20 to break down the FCS National Championship game. Should be a good one and a whole lot more. I'm Rob. He's the great one, Lonzo. We are the best-looking sports talk radio show in the Upstate, the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
You can't do that, though. You can't. It just doesn't work.
Kika says, did you see the Jags are interviewing Bill O'Brien? Yes, I did. And you wonder why Jags fans are going to the game this weekend dressed like clowns.
So is Bill O'Brien a step up from Urban Meyer for you?
Yes, in that he is not actually made of toxic material. But then again, Bill O'Brien wasn't exactly didn't exactly have players fawning all over themselves to protect him in Houston either. Remember, the whole thing with Bill O'Brien in Houston fell apart. So the most Jacksonville thing ever is absolutely going to be, hey, let's bring in the guy who could not save the franchise in Houston during his time as head coach, and see if he can do better in a worse situation. He can't. He can't. But good luck. But good luck. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN. The Preferred Home Services text line is open at 71307. Start your text with ESPN so we can read them on the air. A lot of quarterbacks transferring yesterday. Did you catch that? A lot of quarterbacks transferring. Texas A&M quarterback Zach Calzada has committed to Auburn out of the college football transfer portal. He was the former A&M starting man, is a sophomore. He took over for an injured Haynes King, started 10 games this season, went for 2185, 17 touches, 9 picks, and is the only quarterback this year to have beaten number one Alabama, threw for 285 and 3 touchdowns on 21 of 31 in a 41-38 shootout on October 9th. Of course, Auburn found out just days ago that their quarterback, Bo Nix, would be transferring out. He is now with Oregon. So Calzada will show up and compete with T.J. Finley for the starting Tigers job. Of course, T.J. Finley, a former LSU transfer who has come in to the Auburn program, threw 6 touchdowns, 1 interception for Auburn this year, started 3 games after Bo Nix went down with an injured ankle 3 weeks ago. Auburn hired former Seattle Seahawks quarterbacks coach Austin Davis as their new offensive coordinator and QB coach. And Davis, a guy who has significant NFL experience, a guy who was coach Russell Wilson, a guy who has been sought after for his ability to coach quarterbacks, shows up at Auburn, and all of a sudden, one of the most sought-after quarterbacks in the portal, Zach Calzada, also shows up at Auburn. One of the consequences of the transfer portal moving forward, I've told you guys, how do you win in 2021? We talked about this yesterday with Shane Beamer. I said Shane Beamer getting Spencer Rattler shows that there is a new mentality that must be taken for recruiting moving forward. And that mentality is the two things that are the most important now are A, building relationships with players, right? I heard the long thing. We played the audio from Kirk Herbstreit earlier who said, if I had advice for players, my advice would be to build relationships, right? Don't go seeking playtime. Don't go seeking accolades or money. Build relationships because those relationships will help you out throughout your life as you move forward. And I believe that as well. Relationships don't help you quite out as much quite as money do, but, you know, that's another conversation for another time. When you adopt the mentality that it's about building relationships, what comes along with that, is in order to foster a relationship, you have to accept the mentality that relationships are two-sided, right? A one-sided relationship is not a relationship. Relationships have to have them flow both ways. So not only student to university, but university to student. Zach Calzada is a guy that probably has mid to late round NFL potential if he can be sharpened up by an NFL QB coach over the next year. So Auburn goes and finds a coach with NFL experience, a guy who's Coach Russell Wilson, a guy who knows what it takes to play at the next level. They bring him in as their QB coach. And a transfer quarterback with NFL potential suddenly decides that Auburn's the place that he wants to land. That's not a coincidence, guys. That's not a coincidence. Auburn, in this case, said, all right, we need to be able to provide a resource here that makes us attractive to Zach Calzada. What kind of resource can we come up with? And the resource that they came up with was, what if we bring in a guy that can absolutely say, I know what it's going to take to get you ready for the next level? I'd be willing to bet a dollar to a donut that Calzada chose Auburn, in part at least, because now they have a voice in the QB room who can say, I definitively know what it takes to coach quarterbacks at the next level. I definitively know what it takes to get you ready to do what Russell Wilson has done because I was his coach the last few years. If you're a guy like Zach Calzada that's walking on the edge of being an NFL draft pick, that is a resource for you, a big-time resource for you. And not all coaching is great coaching. We had somebody on the text line earlier this week say, well, every school provides a resource in coaching, and you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But not all coaching is good coaching, and not all good coaching is good coaching for an individual player. Different players with different talents and different skill sets at different positions can be coached differently. Sometimes better, sometimes worse by different guys. So to say to a quarterback with NFL aspirations, hey, turns out our quarterback's coach is a former NFL quarterback's coach who has worked with a successful franchise, who has worked with a multi-time Pro Bowl quarterback at the level. If there is a dude who knows what it takes to get you to that next level, it's a guy we have. That's a resource provided by the school to the player, and it may have just won them a new starting quarterback and one who knocked off Alabama last year. And what school wants a quarterback that is capable of knocking off Alabama more than the team they squared off against in the Iron Bowl this year? It's a great move. It's a great move. Let's take a break. We'll come back, wrap up hour number one after this. Texas says, look on the Mr. Bright side. The Panthers can't hire Bill O'Brien if he's in Jacksonville. Good one, Texter. Great one. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show, wrap it up, hour number one. This is ESPN Upstate. So you remember a couple of, I guess it's been a couple of months now, and Markieff Morris, remember when Nikola Jokic just absolutely shoulder charged Keith Morris? Morris was playing ticky-tack, fouling basketball because he's a cheap shot artist. And finally, he messed with an Eastern European brick wall. Not advisable. And Nikola Jokic decided he about had enough of that. Nikola shoulder charged him, absolutely popped him, and put him on the ground. Markieff Morris, since that, has missed 30 straight games for the Heat since he got whiplash from the scuffle. And by scuffle, I mean a couple of ticky-tack fouls. And then Jokic decided that he wanted to earn a helmet sticker that day, so he pancaked him center court. Markieff Morris has missed 30 games since then. He just tweeted out, Lonzo, "Ain't boat wild about it. It's a real injury. Imagine having a 300-pound sloppy fat boy run full speed and make direct contact with your spine. I'll be back soon," like I said. A 300-pound sloppy fat boy, end quote, is what he called Nikolai. I'd just like to go on the record and say, I'd love to be a 300-pound sloppy fat boy if that's the definition of what Nikola Jokic is.
Yeah, and how does that make you look any better? So you didn't get. So you're saying you didn't get put on the IR by some guy who was in shape. You got put on IR by a sloppy fat boy. What's that make you?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? If that was me, I'd be like, ain't boat wild about it. It's a real injury. Imagine having a 300-pound Serbian bulldozer run right through your spine. I'm playing it up like he's Arnold from Conan the Barbarian.
Absolutely.
300-pound sloppy fat boy, he calls the hardest rebounder in basketball.
Sounds like he wants to go back on IR next time he comes back and plays them.
Oh, man. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, is it acceptable to boo professional athletes who are playing poorly? Situation played out at MSG last night, and it got a little heated between the Knickerbockers and their fans. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.